Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5, River Talk 1290 AM, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, and 1430 AM, a River Network production.
Don't forget, download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You can also hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the Mighty 1290, the Sturdy 1430. It's the audio path of totality. Thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it greatly. Again, download the River Network app and then click River Talk. Thank you. If you just joined us, Dimitri Semi-Scientific Survey. We do these from time to time. We're going to start doing these almost daily. Today's Dimitri Semi-Scientific Survey is, do you think that Trump Derangement Syndrome is a mental illness? Yes or no, or you can have a write-in. We have a ballot here that you can actually do a write-in and tell us your thoughts on that. And the reason for that is because an Ohio congressman, Warren Davidson, has introduced the Trump Derangement Syndrome Research Act. It's telling the National Institutes of Health to study this thing because it's causing people to lose their minds, lose their families, lose everything. So how do you vote? So far, it's a landslide, two yes votes, one no vote, and no one with any kind of a write-in vote of any sort. So again, the phone number is 740-325-1490. Do you include that in your phone? Do you make that one of your favorites? You should. Dimitri is spelled with three I's, D-I-M-I-T-R-I. Or you can put it under Big Willie 105.5. Phone number again, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. One line is open. It's reserved for you. Call now and vote. Yes, no, or a write-in. I just dropped my Sharpie. Sorry. A write-in ballot. Thank you very much. All right. We've got a really interesting thing here. This is Cheryl Atkinson, wonderful reporter. If you want to understand how the deep state really works and how Republican establishment leaders in quotes, are just as compromised as the Democrats, they aren't as bad, but they're just as compromised, how this thing really works. Congressman Thomas Massie from Kentucky, good, honest, decent guy. Don't always agree with him, but he is as honest as they come. So he's sitting there talking with Cheryl Atkinson, explaining how the deep state really works and how the money people control everything. And you would think, well, they're spreading it out to all of the different congressmen and they're buying them all off. Not necessarily. No. This is really interesting. These are really interesting insights from Thomas Massie.
So pharmaceutical interests, apparently through their influence with members and Republican members of Congress, were able to get Dr. Dave Weldon kicked out of consideration to head up the CDC. And the reasons given had to do with things he said that were perfectly true and accurate, but were misportrayed by many in the media who don't know better, clearly haven't done their research. What do you make of that?
Well, I can speak to the influence of those companies on Congress and congressmen. There are lots of ways they influence, but not in ways that you think necessarily. The maximum PAC donation you can give to a member of a drug company could give to a member of Congress is $5,000. And that's from the employees of the drug company, not from the drug company itself, but they get the employees to donate into a pool, and then the lobbyists get to dispense that money that comes from the employees of that company. The bigger way they have influence, I witnessed myself on the floor of the House one day when Paul Ryan was speaker. He was like so on cloud nine that I think he forgot he was talking to me. And he had just landed like six figures. Maybe it was $150,000 or $200,000 donation from Eli Lilly to his super PAC. And he was talking about this on the floor of the House. That's where the real, it's not like congressmen aren't driving Ferraris up here because some drug company bought them one, right? And the most they can get is $5,000 from any one drug company. It's deeper than that. It's like this: the drug companies, most rank and file congressmen the drug companies don't care who's sitting in that seat. They care who the speaker is, and the speaker decides which bills come to the floor. And so they focus all their money, for instance, on the speaker's PAC, and because they know he's going to be the gatekeeper.
It's as simple as that. Paul Ryan and now this this Johnson guy. It never ends. Republicans as well as Democrats. As I mentioned yesterday, where are all of the subpoenas demanding that people show up for these hearings? Because there are no hearings. All the corruption, everything that we can now expose because Trump is in the White House and the Republicans control both chambers. Where are the hearings? Where are the subpoenas? Where are the FBI raids at 6 in the morning? It's just nothing but crickets. Where are they? Donald Trump had an interesting post on Truth Social, and it's all about a country music singer. Technically a country music singer. She was appointed or anointed or declared, I guess that's the better word. She was declared a country music singer. Beyonce. I know the Big Willy 105.5 listening audience is going, what? Well, she got that award as a country music singer. Because now they want us to think she's country. Beyonce. So here's what Donald Trump wrote about country music's Beyonce. Trump now. According to news reports, Beyonce was paid $11 million to walk onto a stage, quickly endorse Kamala, and walk off to loud booing for never having performed not even one song. Remember, the Democrats and Kamala illegally paid her millions of dollars for doing nothing other than giving Kamala a full-throated endorsement. This is an illegal election scam at the highest level. It is an illegal campaign contribution. Bruce Springsteen, Oprah, Bono, and perhaps many others have a lot of explaining to do. Followed by 3 exclamation points. Donald Trump is actually raising a very good point about country music sensation Beyonce. Be interesting to see if anything comes of that. My guess is probably not. That's my guess. Dimitri, semi-scientific survey today. Do you think that Trump derangement syndrome is a mental illness? Yes or no, or you can write in an answer. So far, the yeses are much more than the noes. The phone number 740-325-1490. Again, the Dimitri Semi-Scientific Survey number 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. First-time callers are especially welcome. Next. I've got something here from, hold on 1 second here. This is Steve Bannon, who is making a very strong case for, again, follow-up for the administration to get all of the information about everything. Nobody else is talking about this, but here's Steve Bannon.
They ought to seize every record of Walter Reed regarding Biden. They ought to seize every record of the Navy doctors that took care of him at the White House. They ought to seize every record right now. This has to be a formal inquiry about exactly what in the hell went on in this White House. We would bang it every day. Remember, I told you it was an illegitimate regime. You heard that every now and again. You heard that elections have consequences and stolen elections have catastrophic consequences. Remember that? Look at the catastrophic consequences we're dealing with. Andy Harris is going to be here in a moment. We got a structural, massive problem right now that President Trump and his team are trying to dig us out of with the help of folks over in the House. Look at the world situation. President Trump's on the phone with Putin even as we speak, I think, to try to sort this mess out in Ukraine. These are not random. It's all inextricably linked, and it's all inextricably linked back to a stolen election with a total fraud. And the Praetorian Guard protected it the entire way. His incompetence, his dementia, his beginning Alzheimer's, his cancer. And they had the gall to try to, he, you know, the gall to try to run him again. And guess what they're going to do this month? Oh, he got cancer. Kamala Harris is your president for the next 4 years. She couldn't win on her own. No, David Axelrod, we're not going to mute this. We're not going to step down. We're going to ratchet it up. We need and demand a formal investigation. Go to Walter Reed and seize the records right now. Go to the White House physician's office down there on the first floor. Seize the records so they can't, you know, lose them. Like they somehow find out they lose everything. We got to put the hammer down on this. For the good, if we're ever to be a constitutional republic again, it's got to start here.
No question about it, Steve Bannon. And yet the Republican establishment continues to do virtually nothing. It's the damnedest thing. It's just the damnedest thing. Anyway, phone number is 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Dimitri, semi-scientific survey question. You'd think I'd be able to say it by now. I've only been saying this for several years. Dimitri's semi-scientific survey question. Do you think the Trump derangement syndrome is a mental illness, yes or no? Or you can write in your answer. So far, it's a landslide, yes, but there's still time to vote. 740-325-1490. Do you think Trump derangement syndrome is a mental illness? A congressman from Ohio has introduced the Trump Derangement Syndrome Research Act of 2025, saying that the National Institutes of Health have to study this toxic phenomenon that is destroying families and relationships and neighborhoods and everything else. Because people just absolutely lose their minds. Trump derangement syndrome is why these idiots are burning down Tesla dealerships and are vandalizing Teslas. Trump derangement syndrome may have contributed to both assassination attempts. We still don't have the answers to all of that. It just goes on and on. Your vote matters. Call now, 740-325-1490. That's 740-325-1490. Next. I was stunned when I read this. This is out of Charleston, TV station there. I saw this on the 7 website. Got to give credit where credit is due. President Trump gives West Virginia senator complete and total endorsement. I read that headline and I thought to myself, no, there's got to be some sort of a typo. There's got to be some sort of a problem. That can't be true. So I read it again. President Trump gives West Virginia senator complete and total endorsement. I thought to myself, well, Jim Justice has already won. Why would you need to give an endorsement to West Virginia Senator Jim Justice? This endorsement was not about Jim Justice. This endorsement, and I hope you're sitting down right now, if this is the first you've heard of this. I hope you're sitting down, especially if you're driving. President Trump's complete and total endorsement is for West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capito. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. Here's part of what it says in the story. Ahead of her likely bid for re-election in 2026, President Donald Trump has already endorsed Shelley Moore Capito, Republican West Virginia. In a post on Truth Social on Friday, President Trump said that Capito is doing a tremendous job representing the wonderful people of West Virginia, a state I love and won big in 2016, 2020, and 2024. Capito, who's been a Republican representing West Virginia in the U.S. Senate since 2015, won her Senate elections by large margins in 2014 and 2020. She was not up for election in 2024, as President Trump said, but West Virginia's other Senate seat, which was held by Democrat-turned-independent Joe Manchin, did switch parties when Republican Jim Justice won the seat. Trump said, Shelley is fighting tirelessly to grow the economy, secure the border, stop migrant crime, support our great military vets, and defend our always under siege Second Amendment. I couldn't believe this. I absolutely could not believe this. I still can't, but I think there's a there could be an explanation behind this, that Trump is not as naive as he might appear to be in endorsing West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, a woman who has never liked him, has not really supported him, except, of course, because she had to, because she, you know, she supposedly represents West Virginia. Of course, she really represents the deep state. You know, she's been Mitch McConnell's right-hand man. Anytime Mitch McConnell, who had been the leader, the Senate leader for Republicans, was doing a news conference, who was standing at his right-hand side? West Virginia's wrinkled rhino, Shelley Moore Capito, the grand dam of the Archmore political dynasty, the Archmorons. And now Trump is endorsing her? There's got to be more to this story, and I believe there is. And I'll share that with you next. Phone lines are open. Call now.